Welcome back to New Every Day. I'm Carrie.
And my name's Jen. And on today's show, we're wrapping up our Life in the Desert, Las Vegas, California trip with a morning breakfast. So come and join us. Traveled to Red Rock Canyon, across the Death Valley. Then we went to LA. We went to an amazing church in LA. Went from LA to the coast, back to Joshua Tree National Park. Drove through the desert last night. Slept here at Circus Circus downtown Las Vegas. And here we are in the parking lot making breakfast
in the back of our van.
So as we roll just a couple clips of our trip, we're gonna heat up some toast. And we'll be back with you in a moment, so stay tuned. Hey there, it's Jen, and we're just heading into Vegas. I know the lighting isn't that great, but we're heading into Vegas, and Carrie's never been here before, and so we thought we'd just...
Right on I-15 North.
We thought we would just record her reactions to all the lights and the experience of the strip. And then we're going to talk about it afterwards. So stay tuned for more with Jen and Carrie on New Every Day.
Whoa, look at the pyramid.
Hi, I'm Robbie Ferguson, and I love being a Vimeo Pro member. As a web broadcaster, I need an affordable video hosting platform that's as flexible as me. A Pro membership lets you upload up to 20 gigabytes of HD video each and every week with no additional bandwidth restrictions. That means if you produce a show that uses even up to 20 gigabytes of storage, your limit resets itself the following week, so you can do another 20 gigabytes. And keep doing that week after week. Now, Category 5, with all of our shows, use roughly 10 gigabytes per week. From there, Vimeo automatically generates all the files that you need to provision your RSS feeds, Roku channel, website media player, or even video downloads in multiple bit rates, with no limits on your bandwidth usage or how many people can access your files. What's best? The price is astonishingly affordable. And for a limited time, friends of the Category5.tv network will receive a whopping 25% off the annual price. All you have to do is go through our link, cat5.tv/Vimeo, and sign up today for your 25% discount. To top it off, you get 30 days to try it risk-free. If you're not happy with Vimeo Pro, you pay nothing. The deal is only for a very limited time. Go to cat5.tv/Vimeo.
Lotto building.
Whoa. I'm practically getting a suntan from these lights.
All right.
It's a castle.
It is a castle.
Okay, you let me know if we're going to crash, Jen.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
In-N-Out Burger.
Yep.
That looks yummy. Oh, that looks inappropriate. Hey, there's a horse. It's fake.
Okay, 0.9 mile, exit 39, so...
Okay.
In 0.8 miles, take exit 39, on right.
Turn the key. Got it. Welcome back. New Every Day, Jen and Carrie on the road. We are in Las Vegas, and we're going to go check out the downtown strip. I've never been here before, not quite sure what to expect, only heard rumors... I just went into a hotel called Circus Circus, and it was a circus indeed. So we're going to go check it out. Van is on. Parking brake is off. Signaling. Now, Jen, I feel like I'm going to make a left.
I would probably, yes.
Yeah.
I would make a left.
Hey, look, it's the RV park. Well,
drive 0.2 miles.
We've already
entered left on Buccaneer Boulevard.
past some highly inappropriate signs, it's not even subtle. It's just like wham, bam, in your face. Crazy. You can indulge any sense you want here. And they say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. So it's like a license
to do
what you want.
Turn left on Buccaneer Boulevard. Then turn right.
Buccaneer Boulevard. This says left. This says go. Alright. Here we go. Okay.
Oh boy.
Then turn right on road.
Okay. You want to go straight ahead. No. You want to go straight ahead. Like you wanna, sorry, we're pausing.
No, I can't.
Okay. Where are you?
So we need to say go left or go right.
All right.
We're going left.
We're on Las Vegas Boulevard. I don't know if I zoom in on this and you can see it. There we are. Las Vegas Boulevard.
So we just passed the Trump Tower, the Mirage. There's the Palazzo.
Palazzo.
What is that? A hotel?
Hotel casino.
Oh my golly.
Wynn Encore. All right.
Wow. How do you drive down this thing? There's just so much to look at. You're not supposed to have your DVD player in the car, and yet they're playing movies on every side of the road. It's very hard to drive. What you're doing. That looks like the CN Tower, but I know it's not. Look, you can pull in here, they'll buy gold, you can get a tattoo, and you can FedEx a parcel. Oh my goodness.
There's our hotel. Circus. Oh my.
I feel like
goodness.
I was just here, but on the other side, I'm all turned around. Look at these palm trees, so beautiful. Oh boy. Watch out, people.
There's that tower that looks like the CN Tower.
The wannabe CN Tower. Okay. SLS Hotel and Casino. Everything's a hotel and casino. So like after you're done gambling, you just go sleep, you wake up, you go down and keep gambling.
Oh my. Wedding chapel.
Oh look, here's Elvis Weddings.
Yes, Elvis Weddings. That big tower is called the Stratosphere.
Jen's a great navigator. Hey, this is exiting. I'm veering the wrong way. No, I'm veering this way?
Yeah, you're going to the left.
Oh, stay here.
Stay in this lane.
Jen, that's right.
I know.
You said go to the left.
I'm sorry.
You said left.
I said left, and I meant right.
Okay, there's Caesar's Palace.
Continue by 3 miles. Then keep right on South Las Vegas Boulevard.
All right, we're going to do this again. Keep right.
Can we go over?
Yeah. I feel like...
There's the Bellagio.
And Bally's.
Nope, that's Bally's.
Okay.
Slowing down. Stopping. Hey, did you know that you can't turn right on a red here? Did you know that? Because I learned that really quick.
Okay. All right, here we go. I feel like the lights are getting closer. We've had a few mishaps. We're good with Jesus. It's all good.
Jen only says that when she thinks she's going to die. That's not reassuring. Don't worry, Carrie.
We're good with Jesus. You can see Nelly live. Dollar dollar bills. What's the difference between Nelly and 50 Cent? Are they the same person?
Can you ask that question again?
I said, what's the difference between Nelly and 50 Cent?
I'm positive they're two different people. Positive.
I'm so tired. They're the same person in my mind.
I'm like, they are not the same person.
How do you know that?
I'm pretty sure Nelly. Oh, I thought Nelly was a girl.
No. Nelly Furtado.
Is a girl.
Is a girl.
But Nelly is a guy.
Yeah.
Got it.
At Dre's nightclub.
That's right there. There's the Bellagio. Right there.
Where?
Right there.
Oh, right there.
Yeah, but there's no fountains. This is sad.
Maybe they go off at midnight?
I can't imagine that they go off at midnight.
It'd be great if they came on at any point in time.
That's sad. There's no fountains at the Bellagio.
So they usually spring up from that.
Oh yeah, that lake. Whole water in front.
Whoa.
Arriving at Bellagio, Las Vegas.
So you could kind of pull in front of.
Okay. His car is smoking.
That's okay. Go really slow.
Whoa.
Could you go forward just a tad bit? I'm behind a tree. There we go.
It's to music?
Yeah. So there you go.
Wow.
In the back of our camper van. This is how we'd start off every morning with Carrie on this side cooking, me on this side making coffee, being her sous chef. And it works out quite well.
We would get up, we could have breakfast done, made, cleaned up, 15 minutes.
15 minutes. So that's why we invited you along.
Like that. So, you know, we were going to go to McDonald's or something for breakfast. We thought, you know what? We've got a little bit of food left. We're just going to save the money, cook it up in the back of our van, and away we go. So we're in the parking lot filming, and it's really strange. There's people watching, but that's okay. They can watch. There's more of a show going on in Vegas than what's going on right here.
That's so true. And if they want to know, then we can tell them what it is. NewEveryday.com. Speaking of that.
NewEveryday.tv.
Oh, I always get that wrong.
I know.
NewEveryday.tv. Please go to our partners page.
And check out our partners if you would like to support us. We would just love it. So check out the page. There's lots to choose from. We've got so many people supporting us now, so we just want to thank you so much. Last night we drove down the Vegas Strip.
It's hilarious.
Whoa.
Hilarious.
Like, lights. Like, you wouldn't believe. I felt like such a country bumpkin. We had just spent, you know, days in the desert.
Yep.
And the contrast was so incredible. Let me just check on my toast here. And there's so many signs here that say what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas. Come indulge yourself. It's called Sin City for a reason.
Yes, and I'm just only putting my mic here because I gotta go find my coffee cup, which we will both benefit from.
Oh, I put it on the... It's on the... You got it. There, she got it. Yeah, it's called Sin City, and it just blows my mind how people go out, they'll indulge at night, and then there's the grisly morning after.
And that's what you said, right? You said probably the biggest word for the morning after is...
Regret.
Regret.
Can you close the door?
I can. Excuse me one more time.
Can I just... People wake up with a lot of regret here because of what you're encouraged to do at nighttime. And it's really sad. And I think of all the people who are working in the entertainment industry and how their life exists at nighttime, and it's all surrounded by being exploited and manipulated.
And the pressure to perform, and Carrie and I were talking about that a little bit, and just that pressure to always perform, because as soon as you have like one off show, then it's like, you know, it's all over social media. Like, people go home and say, oh, so-and-so really sucked, their show was awful, and the pressure to perform.
Yeah.
So it's just craziness.
It's a sad place, and I said to Jen, I don't ever want to come back here. I just don't want to come back.
She's like,
I don't have any desire to.
Can we land
here.
In Wyoming next time?
I need a plate. There you go. Oh, I got this one.
Oops.
Yeah. I knew what to expect. And I mean, there was people at the street corner giving out cards to whoever passed by for escorts.
And
you could just call them up. And it was like a younger woman giving out the cards. It was like, no, you're...
And there were signs.
Our own kind.
There were signs everywhere that said "Gentlemen's Club" and
"Largest Gentlemen's Club in the World."
Oh, and
yeah, it's crazy.
I said to Carrie, "We're gonna have to get back to our hotel and just say, oh Lord, forgive us for what our eyes have seen,' and just like the billboards were very explicit.
And it's easy to point fingers at what sin people indulge in, and then you gotta look in your own heart. I look in my own heart and. What's the difference between that and, you know, feeling hatred towards someone or looking lustfully at someone? That no one knows what goes on in my own heart.
Yes.
This is just on billboard, so everybody's doing it, everybody knows it.
Yes.
But God sees the heart. God knows what's going on. And I think of that verse in Romans, Jen, Romans 7, I believe, where Paul says, you know, what I don't want to do, I do the things that I don't want to do, and what I don't want to do, I do. And then he talks about the wrestling between light and darkness in our life. But Jesus has come. He says, you once were darkness, but now you are light. Now you are. Our identity is changed. And then he ends it with, praise God through Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Who has rescued me from this body of sin.
And I was just thinking, when, you know, if you come here with your friends and you're like, oh, let's just go to this gentleman's club, or let's just go see this show. And it's like, you get sucked in a little bit, and you're kind of like, okay, well, you know, what could one show
could
possibly
one show
have,
to?
You know, lead to? What could one drink possibly lead to? You know, because when you get in this environment, and we were staying at Circus, and it's so easy. Like, we walk through the casino, and it's so easy to think, well, what would it be like just to put in, like, one token? Like, what? Like, just to feel.
Yeah, the whole environment, the slot machines.
Ooh,
burning. It's okay. The slot machines, the colors, it's all designed to pull us in. It's almost like childlike qualities. Not qualities, but the draw is there. The colors, the lights, it's all there to draw us in.
And that's exactly...
It's a slippery slope.
It is a slippery slope. And
oh, we're done.
And we have talked about that whole idea of slippery slope. And what is the balance between, you know... I've always said I don't want to be a prude about things. I want to have an open mind with God being my filter, the Word of God being my filter. Just watch your cord, because I put the cups down there, because we got to...
Oh, yes, there it is.
May I just put this over here? No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Nope. That's okay. Oh, watch your arm in the butter.
Okay.
That's a bit of a dance back here. Yeah, it's
a slippery
slope.
Hot this morning. We'll just wait for that to cool down.
We were hiking at nighttime, actually, in Red Rock Canyon. And we were up on this kind of mountain type thing.
Yeah.
And walking along this road. And we couldn't really see. We did have our headlamps, but we decided to turn them off just so we could hike in the dark. And it was kind
and
of fun.
And find out where the Big Dipper is and the Small Dipper. We
Listen,
think we found
I
both.
Know where the Big Dipper is, but I don't think Jen knows. It's okay. We'll talk about it at home.
We'll talk about it at home.
Anyways, as we were walking along, I thought, you know, this seems like a path, but I'm not really sure. Let's turn the light on for a minute. And we turn the light on, and we'll show you a picture here. Turn the light on, and right in front of us, like 2 feet away, was a barbed wire fence.
Oh, yeah, like right there.
Right there. And they have a lot of burrows, and I guess those are like donkeys, right? They go through that area, and so they try and keep them away using these fences and grates so they don't cross roads. But there was the barbed wire fence right in front of us that we did not know until we shone the light on it. And Jen, I think that is analogous to how our life is sometimes.
Yes.
Paul said the word of God like illuminates our lives. It's a schoolmaster to lead us to Christ. He said, I wouldn't know what coveting was unless the word of God, unless the law had shown me.
Yes.
And the law doesn't save you. Obeying the law doesn't save you. It shows you the sin in your life so you can be led to Christ. He said, I wouldn't have known what coveting was.
No.
Until I actually read it. We wouldn't have known that the barbed wire fence was there until we turned the light on and actually saw.
Yes. And that's just it. Because we could have gotten into so much. Like, we could have hurt ourselves so badly.
And there was cactus.
Oh, yeah. So it's like, this is why it says, your word is a light unto my feet. And as a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, Psalm 119, 105. And it's so important that we know the word of God. So we know where God is leading in us and what is right and what is wrong. And so when we see something, we can go, no, that's not the word of God. And I've often, they say that people who handle money, like at the mint, who make money, who they'd never touch a counterfeit bill ever, ever, ever. So that when they're actually, when they come across a counterfeit bill, they know immediately.
Yeah.
This is not it.
They study the good stuff so they can identify the bad stuff.
Yes, they don't study the bad stuff, which is interesting because I can't remember where it's found, but I think it's Ephesians where it says we're not even to look at the stuff that the ungodly do. And I get challenged that because I'm like, okay, we're surrounded by ungodliness. Mm-hmm. And I remember, and it's interesting that we're standing here in Nevada, and I'm going to tell the story. But I remember Thursday nights, it was Survivor and then CSI and then another show.
That you'd watch every
week?
That
I would watch every week. And,
really?
And I started discovering that they, on these shows, they were telling me stuff that I really didn't want to know, that was not pushing me on in my spirituality, was not pushing me closer to Jesus, was actually filling my thoughts with other things, think like even to the point of, maybe I don't know enough, maybe I should study that more, and it's like, so it's actually the study.
Study what?
Just this, yeah, just the stuff that was happening on the show so I could, you know, speak more clearly into people's lives. And what it comes down to is, like, we are not to fill our minds with the things of this world. We're to fill our minds with the things of God. And it just, so finally I just said, okay, no more Survivor. Because it sucked me into the next show, which sucked me into the next show, which were not promoting any sort of godliness at all.
Yeah, it's hard to turn it off.
It is so hard to turn it off. I'm just going to...
Yeah, I think
we're... Okay.
Maybe we...
Okay, do you want to actually...
We can just do that after.
We're going to...
I'm scared.
We're going to...
I'll hold this.
You hold this.
Okay.
And she's going to...
There we go.
Yeah. Just move slightly over, and I'm going to...
It's a bit of a different show today on the road. You know what's funny? When I was a kid, I used to pretend that I was on a show. I used to pretend I had my own radio program and talking to a fake camera. That's what's so funny. So funny.
So funny.
Yep. Yeah, interesting, interesting week. The contrast in experiences from being, you know, on top of the mountain and enjoying just the beauty of it and then coming into Sin City and seeing all that's on the strip. Quite striking.
Quite striking.
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting because we were in one of the national parks and we were talking about copycat plants.
Oh, yeah. So we were with a ranger. we were walking along this path, and then there was pickleweed, and we'll show you a picture of pickleweed. And he said, "Oh yeah, you can taste that. You can eat it." And we had another guy with us on this little hiking tour, and yeah. he was like, "Oh, they haven't tried pickleweed. Let them try pickleweed." And we tasted it, and it was salty and good. But then he said, "Oh, did you hear about that guy who was on Into the Wild?" And and this guy who's like an adventurer was he ate the wrong plant, even though he was super savvy, and then he eventually died because he ate the wrong thing.
Right.
And I said, "Well, I can see how that could happen, even if you're super savvy, because there's so many copycats."
Right.
There's things in nature that look like it's safe.
Good morning. Have a great day.
Good.
Good.
We're in
the
parking lot.
I thought they were coming over to shut us down.
I know, because they're all wearing black.
But it's okay, because we're
big
in Vegas.
Man with tattoos.
You're like,
let's shut down this show. Anyways, so yeah, there are copycats in nature that looks like it's good to eat, but actually can be really harmful. And same with animals. They pretend, pretend to be really ferocious or have some kind of markings or colorings that make them look more frightening and less appealing to predators to eat. And vice versa, a little seemingly innocuous frog can be poisonous for the bird that eats it and it actually kill it.
Yes. And so, and that just reminded me of, you know, some things can just seem so safe, or, well, it's not safe. It's not that bad. That is what we put on, the spin we put on. Well, you know, reading this book or watching this movie or whatever isn't that bad.
And like, I'm just going to read 50 Shades of Grey, so I'm knowledgeable about it, and I know what everyone else is reading.
Yes.
And I can talk about it and say that's bad.
Yes, and what's interesting, so I'm at the airport, and this was when 50 Shades of Grey had come out, and I was, like, looking for a book to read, and
you didn't know.
And I had no idea. I just knew that it was on the 50, you know, top 50 bestsellers, and so I picked it up, and I'm like, okay, like I do with most books, I start reading the first page to say, okay, can I get into this? And I was like, wow, there's so many swear words on here. I can't read this. And I put it down, right? That's all I knew.
The first
page was, there's way too many swear words. And so I'm like, I can't put that in my mind. I cannot put it in my mind. And so I remember going to someone saying, oh, you know, I picked up this book and just had so many swear words in it. They're like, do you know what that book is about? I'm like, no, there was too many swear words for me to get into the book. And I said, that's why I put it down. I had no idea what the book was about.
Yeah.
And what's interesting is the number of kids who know, what 50 Shades of Grey is, the number of parents who know. And I'm just like, okay, I'm hoping that you haven't read the book and that you have just heard from the grapevine that this is what it's about.
Yeah.
But it would have been so easy. It's like, oh, it's just a few swear words. And we've sat in movies. Like, we've actually turned off movies because we've started watching something. And not that it was a bad movie. It just had swears in it, or just some sexual connotations where we've just looked at each other and went,
That's not what we want to be doing.
No.
And there are resources available. Something just happened on the screen there. I'm not quite sure.
Okay.
What that was.
Okay, I'm just going to walk towards the screen.
Jen's going to walk towards the screen.
We're all good.
Yeah, there are resources available, like Focus on the Family, that can provide you with information about media options.
Yeah.
Plugged In Online is a great resource. If you're not sure, if you're going to a movie, you're like, I'm not quite sure if this is going to be good, then check that out. They can really give a good overview of what the content is in the film.
Yeah, and don't, like, I've had to throw out movies where I've bought them and just went, oh, this is not good, and I've just thrown them out because I don't even want it in my house.
Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
So many people say, well, how do I know if the Holy Spirit's talking to me? How do I know? And a couple times on this trip, Jen and I will have felt that we should have brought something, and we were like, I'm not going to bring it. But yet we invite the Holy Spirit to tell us, you know, even help us pack. Help us know what to bring.
Yeah.
Be involved in our every step, who we should talk to, what we should share. And so when those little thoughts come to mind, it's good if you act on them and don't shut them down. And sometimes maybe if you're watching a movie, you're in a conversation, there's that little prick.
Yes.
There's that little prick of your conscience, that little twinging in your spirit that says, you probably shouldn't say that. And I've had that, and I've gone ahead and said it anyway, and then I'm like, oh, that was a bad idea.
Yeah.
And then,
or you should say that. And then you walk away and you're like, no.
I should have said that. But that's where the grace of God comes in. And
yes.
I think some people can feel so down when they, and I know this for me too, I really struggled with guilt a lot and shame. Especially like after I came to Christ, even before I came to Christ, I struggled with that. But after, like, so much more, right? I look at God who loves me and I want to love him and do what's right. And so I would feel so badly when I would make a bad decision or I'd be watching something and then feel guilty about it. And then I'd wear that guilt, even though I may have made the right decision to turn the movie off or whatever, or not have the conversation. I'd wear the guilt of the fact that I was going to do it or whatever. And then I realized that I should be praising God that he's given me the Holy Spirit that allows me to see that that's bad. But then the obedience comes when you actually listen to it. And I've just been so grateful for the times when I haven't, and God's given me another chance.
Mm.
And I just celebrate the fact that, you know what, he's not done with me yet.
Amen.
He's not done. And so maybe you've experienced something this week where you've just felt the Holy Spirit being like, you know what, you should really call your sister. You should really call your brother. You should really call that friend. You're like, oh, I've just been putting it off. And then you feel guilty for not calling and keep putting that off or whatever. It could be something totally small.
Yeah.
Stop, celebrate that God has chosen to break your conscience because he loves you. He loves you. He wants you to be formed into the image of Christ because he loves you. And that's what's best for you.
Yes. And that's...
It's totally changed my thinking.
Yeah. And on this trip, you know, the Lord has guided and directed us as far as, like, how do we, like you said, how do we pack? Where do we go? Who do we talk to? Like, a couple times, I went to pay for one of our sites, and I overheard this guy talking about his friend who had been in a motorcycle accident, and everything within me was like, you need to pray for that man. And I'm like, okay. And so I just went up to him afterwards, and I'm like, sorry, I overheard your conversation. You know, what happened? I'm a pastor. Can I pray for him? And he's like, yes. And we prayed right there in the parking lot, which was like, yay, God. And then we were at Santa Monica Boulevard. We wanted to go out to the pier and just check it out and be, you know, in the Pacific Ocean. And literally, we were in the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah,
and we saw this homeless man. And Carrie looks across, and she's like, oh, he's setting up shop for tonight. And I said, oh, helicopter. And I said, oh, are you going to... I can't even remember how it started. Like, were you going to give him a... Oh, we were going to take our garbage out.
Oh, yeah, because he picked through the garbage, and then he kind of set up shop. And so I was like, you know what? We got lots of food left. So we just took him a snack. And and then he was crying and saying, I'm a veteran. I'm here on the street. And he's like, do you have a blanket? And, like, we rented this thing, so it's rental blankets. I'm like, sorry, man. I don't know. I can't give you anything else. And he was crying, and I just felt, so conflicted and felt bad. And, like, it was very sad. And I said, you need to go to the Dream Center. Mm. And that's the church where we went. We went to Angelus Temple, which is the church of the Dream Center. So the Dream Center was started by Matthew Barnett, and... it's a huge hospital that they purchased, and we talked a little bit about it in a previous episode. But anyway, we went to the church, and they have, if you need groceries on a Sunday, you go there and you get groceries. If you're homeless, you go to the Dream Center and they give you a place to stay. And there's all these programs helping people get freed from things that are keeping them in bondage and not letting them live a free life in God.
Yeah.
So, and I said to this guy, I'm like, have you heard of the Dream Center? You gotta go. Just go. I said, just get a hold of them, call them, go to a shelter, get a hold of them, and they are going to be able to help you. He's like, no, I got stuff I got to deal with in my own life right now.
Which
I'm
is
like,
so,
they're going to help
know,
you deal with it, man.
You.
I got to go. And he just, she wanted to talk more, but I had to leave. And so
that's where, you know, we ask the Spirit, bring to us the people you want us to talk to, right? And we went to him and we gave him something to eat, and you did give him a way out. And then it was up to him to make the choice, because it's, and that's one of the things as listening to for the Holy Spirit, like the Holy Spirit convicts, he doesn't condemn. So we felt convicted, so now the Holy Spirit needs to convict him to actually, you know, go to the Dream Center to reach out and to get help.
Yes,
and there's just been so many things that we've come across on this trip and we've talked about, and a lot of it has been focusing on the desert, life in the desert, and the fact that stuff happens and we don't understand why, and yet God is there to lead us, to guide us, to help us. The Holy Spirit is there. Mm-hmm. And just all along the way, God, you know, as we journey through this, these last few shows, I've just been reminded, you know what? Life in the desert is okay because God is there.
Exactly.
He goes before, He comes behind, He provides. We've had a place to stay. We've had great conversations. We've had good food. And it's just been really cool to watch how God has provided for us in the desert. So we want to encourage you today to just believe. I know that sounds so trite, just believe. Take God at His word. He really will provide for all of your needs according to His glorious riches in Christ Jesus. That's Philippians 4:21. We want to encourage you to believe that God really can provide for all of your needs.